Booker for WFIU Arts, Star-Crossed Lovers, a musical theater, Romeo and Juliet, opens at the Waldron Arts Center in the Weichert Auditorium, 7:30 performances on November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And I'm talking with the creator, and that's Don Freund. Don, Star-Crossed Lovers began as a chamber piece with actors and then a piano.
It actually started out bit by bit by bit. I just did the balcony scene, and then a year later I had a first act, and then a year after that I had a second act. So in 2008 was the Bloomington Playwrights premiere of the piano and the singing actors version. And a lot of those people enjoyed it. It actually worked a lot of the ways like I wanted it to. You could really feel the actors were really acting. They weren't competing with an orchestra, didn't have a conductor telling them what to do. And that kind of was a little bit of my vision for it. But there's drawbacks to that. There's a lot of music there that you can't really do with piano. And 2.5 hours of piano accompaniment gets a little wearing after a while. So I was very happy with that, but it always felt there was something more that needed to be done with it, and I realized that's orchestration. That's what's been going on for the last 8 years, and now we've got it. We've got everything, and we finally have the kind of performance and the kind of venue that people associate with musical theater. And it's being directed by Paul Daly, who's not an opera director. And the singers are from all over, all different stages of their careers and vocal development. But they all have tackled the idea of singing in a way that's as much acting as singing. And I'm just delighted by it.
Now, one of the things that you set yourself as a goal was to use nothing but Shakespeare's language in this.
Yes.
Has that been a pleasant challenge?
No, it's been totally pleasant. I was surprised. The conventional wisdom is you can't set Shakespeare to music. I think Shakespeare's language really flows beautifully, and of course it doesn't sound like iambic pentameter when it's spoken or sung. It has a different kind of syncopation against the rhythm, which I played with quite a bit. And there's also like much too many words. I had to cut probably 70% of the lines out of this version. But it makes for a great music drama. There's things you can do with music, having people in different places singing over each other or against each other. That was really fun to construct those kind of situations.
Star-Crossed Lovers, a line certainly from the drama itself. How have you thought that has informed your choices in this particular production?
Well, it was interesting. I started with the balcony scene, and that's basically a kind of a love comedy. So I was looking for things that could be sung in a sort of a Broadway song way, and the two young lovers just head over heels in love, and it's all sweetness and cleverness and no sense of tragedy to it. But then as I got deeper into setting the whole thing, I came to grips with the feeling that I had to write music that would be tragic and dramatic, and had to set some sword fights to music and deal with death and suicide, terrible choices, and families fighting with each other. So it got darker, yes, but I was trying to find ways to even make the darkness somehow memorable, tuneful, have good riffs in the accompaniment that would keep it kind of swinging. And it's an interesting kind of balance between the kind of sweetness I had first dealt with in the balcony scene to how this drama develops over time.
Sweetness, how the drama develops over time.
Mm-hmm.
Star-Crossed Lovers, Ivy Tech production of Star-Crossed Lovers, a musical theater, Romeo and Juliet, the Waldron Arts Center, Weichert Auditorium, 7:30 performances on November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Our guest has been the composer who's been with this production for quite a number of years, Don Freund. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.